Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
During our situation across the country, obviously athletes, people of every walk of life are stepping up to help others and to try and get some things going. And one of the guys doing that, member of the Browns, Johnny Stanton, fullback, who's working with the United Way on a virtual hangout with Johnny. And this is a pretty cool thing. And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns fullback Johnny Stanton. Johnny, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Johnny.
Thank you guys for having me on.
And no problem at all. Good to have you. The fan gets to hang out with you on a virtual hangout sometime in early June. Explain what this is all about.
Yeah, so I've had a previous relationship with the United Way. The NFL Players Association has a great opportunity for a lot of players to be able to do these things called externships. It's basically you just travel to the organization and be able to work for them for a temporary amount of time. Last year, I was able to do that up in D.C. with the United Way, and I've had a relationship with them since then. And they reached out to me asking if I'd be able to help in any way for what they wanted to do was a virtual workout, and a virtual hangout. And they gave me a couple ideas, like kind of like cooking with me or working out with me, or I don't know. There's a whole lot of options on there. I think a lot of them are really fun.
Johnny, I just want to, when you sign with the Browns and you have an opportunity here and you look at Kevin Stefanski and the type of offense he likes to run, what goes through your mind about the opportunity that's sitting here for you in Cleveland?
You know, it's a huge opportunity. There's only so many teams in the NFL that hold a fullback, and I'm really excited to be able to get my chance to compete. I'm extremely excited to get to Cleveland, for one, but just being able to prove myself is something that I've really been looking forward to doing ever since I got into the league, but ever since, I've come back from injury, for sure.
Johnny Stanton joining us. Johnny, I don't know if folks know your story or not, but when we had the opportunity to have you on the show, I thought, well, I can't wait to ask Johnny about this. You were a quarterback at Nebraska. You transferred out. You went to junior college. You went to UNLV. You played quarterback. You're 6'2", about 240 pounds, somewhere in that range. And smart move by you. Smart move by you. You thought, wait a minute, might not be consummate quarterback material because of the build and everything else. And you trained heading into your pro days at quarterback, linebacker, tight end, and long snapper. Man, you were ready, Johnny.
Yeah, that was the extent of my pro day experience. It was a tiring day for sure.
And you went through all of those positions?
I did. Most of my practice was at quarterback and tight end. Because I thought if I had a real shot at the NFL, it'd probably be a tight end or something like that. So I went through my quarterback stuff. I went through my tight end stuff with my my old high school quarterback coach, who was throwing balls to me. And when I was done with that, I thought, I'm like, okay, well, I'll start getting ready to long snap once everything's done, because I don't want to get in anybody's way doing that, because that's more of a thing where I just want to be able to prove that I can be valuable and can do a lot of different things. When one of the scouts pulled me over and said, hey, you want to play some linebacker? I'm like, oh, I'm not going to say no. I played a little bit of linebacker that year at UNLV when I was backing up. I played two games against Air Force and against Utah State. So I had, a little bit of experience and just got to prove myself athletically a little bit more.
So what was the reaction after the pro day from the folks in the NFL?
It's really tough. You're not going to immediately get any kind of like, hey, you did a really good job today. At least guys in my position who are just trying to make a team. I knew that I did well in terms of my testing and my performance. I had that confidence in myself, and my agent, my parents, they all said it was a good day. I knew it in myself. And it wasn't until the next week, I think, that I found out as I was finishing up a CFL camp. I was doing some stuff for, like, trying to make a CFL team as a quarterback when I got the phone call that the Vikings were going to bring me in for minicamp as a tight end, which was very exciting.
How hard is it for you to want to switch positions? I mean, I understand opportunity sits there in front of you, but I got to think when you're playing quarterback, quarterback's a place you want to be, and then all of a sudden someone's got to convince you to say, fullback's where I need to be. Is there a certain person that got in there, or is that just you saying, if I want to create opportunity, I better switch positions?
Well, you know, it started with the realization that my college career didn't go the way I wanted to at quarterback. I know I have the athleticism to be able to play in the NFL, but the performance just wasn't there in terms of games played and when I was out there, like how exactly I did. So I knew, if I am going to be able to live out this NFL dream, then I need to prove myself as more than just a quarterback. And thankfully, I performed pretty well in Minnesota at the May camp, and they decided to sign me as a fullback. So to answer your question, like what was the deciding factor? It was Minnesota telling me I'm a fullback now.
That'll do it.
All right, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Johnny Stanton joining us, now a fullback. Now he's with the Browns. And you have a chance for a virtual hangout with Johnny. You can go to unitedway.org/hangout to enter, and you can choose Johnny Stanton. There will be some options there. Click on Johnny, and you can enter. And a great opportunity to hang out virtually with Johnny. You just mentioned you're a fullback. The Vikings told you you're a fullback. You got injured early on, spent some time on injured reserve on their practice squad. But clearly, Johnny, you impressed somebody who mattered, who's now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. What did Kevin Stefanski tell you when he brought you in here about what he saw for you, a role, the way he used fullbacks in Minnesota where you had C.J. Ham, who you were playing with up there, and how it all might work here in Cleveland?
You know, when you're a free agent and an NFL team calls you, it'll excite you no matter what. And but, you know, having Coach Stefanski be the head coach of the team that's calling you made it very exciting. I had heard offhand that he was trying to bring a fullback to Cleveland, and when I ended up getting that call, I was very excited. I finally got to see him in January when I went up there to sign, and shook my hand. He said he's excited to have me, and made me real happy.
How have you been able to stay in shape here in the office? Are you in California now, or where are you at? Just curious.
Yeah, I'm in Orange County, California.
Okay, how are you working out? How are you staying in shape? And a lot of stuff on you rather than being able to, I know you can do some virtual stuff with the team, but, there is a lot of responsibility on you, or am I reading that wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Most of this winter and spring, I was able to work with a lot of guys in the NFL down here in Orange County, because a lot of them kind of flock there for the warm weather, for when you're done with all your workouts, to be able to relax at the beach. This is home for me, so it's easy. Once quarantine started, I knew that, being able to work out with all those different guys is not an option anymore. Luckily, I have an awesome strength coach in Chad Smith who has been helping me out by letting me work out in his garage. And besides that, it's, just trying to find any kind of open grassy area to do my drills that, are second nature now. The team has done a great job of sending out workouts for us to do. Once everything got started in terms of, when OTAs were supposed to start or when off-season, any kind of off-season activities, they gave us recommendations for workouts. Only recently have we started to actually have to film them and send them in. We could do their workouts. We could do, your strength coach's workouts up until about this week. It really is an improving process in terms of, them learning, us learning, they absolutely know how to train guys. So I trust them 100%.
Johnny, one more thing about Kevin Stefanski. You sat there with him in Minnesota last year. What kind of offense are we looking at? I think we all have an idea of what kind of an offense he wants to run in Cleveland. What did he run in Minnesota, and how does it work well for players? Because it clearly did.
Yeah, it's an extremely well-balanced offense. I think being able to bring the fullback in doesn't necessarily mean you're a ground-and-pound team, but it's definitely something you can do. And I think he really utilizes the weapons around the team. In Minnesota, he had weapons. Here, we will absolutely have weapons. And I think he does a really good job of spreading the ball around and putting it in playmakers' hands.
Johnny,
what do you know about Northeast Ohio? Just curious, just moving here. Other than maybe Bill Pelini, right?
Yes, I do know Coach Pelini. And I've only been there once. I'm really excited to get back there. I got to be there for 3 days, and between going to the facility, I kind of had an afternoon off, so I toured around downtown a little bit and got to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Before going back to my hotel. And in terms of what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, it's pretty cool.
Johnny, we're anxious to see you here. That means football's coming back, and so are the Browns. So we thank you for your time today. And again, you can get a virtual hangout with Johnny Stanton. Go to unitedway.org/hangout and then choose the Johnny Stanton tab there to enter. And it could be a lot of fun. Who knows what you're going to do virtually? Maybe, can you cook, Johnny? You mentioned cooking. Can you cook?
I cooked a little bit. I think everybody's kind of picked up the habit over quarantine. But even before that, I was a little bit of a fan of it, for sure.
All right, good. Good. So more than peanut butter and jelly.
A little bit more, yeah.
All right, good. Johnny, thank you for your time, buddy, and we look forward to seeing you here in Cleveland.
Thanks,
Johnny. Thank you for having me.
Johnny Stanton, Browns fullback, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.